not my desire to keep in here alone. Say a few things and get out your way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're gonna let God have His way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So pray with me, we'll be all right.
All right.
I need some prayer from you.
Amen.
If you pray with me, I'll preach. Amen. And if you don't pray, I'm gonna preach.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit that's gonna come on in here and do His thing.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bible to the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 5. Amen. Luke. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2. Let us pray briefly. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for an opportunity, Father God, to stand again once again behind the sacred roster. Father God, this teaching and preaching count, we are unable to do this by ourselves. So we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit His perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding.
Yes, Lord.
Make your word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, play your servant in whatever tune you want me to sound like today. Mm-hmm. Father God, let me say what you want said and do what you want done. But Father God, I ask you right now to touch my mind, body, and spirit right now. Father God, allow me to put those things around that become obstacles down right now in the name of Jesus. Let me open myself to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, let me enjoy you right now.
Yeah.
So that I can enjoy your people right now. And you can teach your people.
Yeah.
Father God, we need a word from you. And without a word from you, O God, what would we do? So let this word be tailor-made, fit for our circumstance and our situation. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it. Amen. 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 I don't want to stop because my voice is going to go up. I won't get too loud on you. Okay.
Luke chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trochis and Lysias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest. Some of us know Ananias and Sapphira. Being the high priest. I just pronounced it the correct way. That's all I did. Being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Tetramus and Lysias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Ananias and Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness.
Right.
I just want to put a tag on his chest just for a short while with your prayers. Real love.
Okay.
Take your seats in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Real love.
Jesus.
If I were to begin parenthetically, I would begin with an observation. It is a truth that the ways of our God is not like our ways. Job puts it this way. The ways of our God is strange to us, but they are righteous nonetheless. I will begin this also with a statement. Our God does not think the way we think.
Amen.
Our God does not function the way we function.
Yes, sir.
Our God does not behave the way we behave. acting cute, but you ought to think that's good news this morning, to know that our God does not respond the way we respond. Be honest with you, because I don't want my God responding the way people that are around me respond to what God is doing in me.
Amen.
One preacher puts it this way. People will condemn you on speculation, but God will love you with all the evidence.
Amen.
I'm loving that. That's
good news.
Isn't that good news right there? There's no pettiness in God. There's no bitterness in God.
Thank you, Lord.
There's no fear in God.
Thank you.
And there's no insecurity in God. When you deal with God, you don't have to act like something less than what you are. You can be your full self, and God will still welcome you to the table. You don't have to hide. You don't have to dissimulate. The rest of the world requires you to become a contortionist. A contortionist. So you can fit yourself into their box.
Well,
y'all know what a contortionist is, right?
Yes.
That's a person who can stretch and bend their body just to make it work. When you come into the presence of God, you can be as broke and as busted and as crazy as you are. And God still will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. God says, come to me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. In the church, we tell people, come as you are. But we really don't really mean that. We don't mean it. Because if you came as you really are, people would get up and move their seat. And church folk would talk about you behind your back.
Yeah. Amen.
Come as you are, right. I thank God today that we serve somebody who can receive us just as we are.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care who we are and what we are, our God can handle it.
Amen.
You may be a liar. You may be a thief. You may be out of your mind, but God told me to tell you, you're his liar. You're his thief. You're his crazy person. And he said, he wants me still to let you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen. Amen. That's not what I mean.
All right, Pastor.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
I don't know what y'all think. I hope y'all don't think I'm preaching because I'm perfect. Please don't think I'm perfect. Maybe you think I'm preaching because I'm so holy. And I have it all together. Trust me, I don't look like what I'm going through. And I would actually personally challenge anyone to walk 4 days in my shoes.
Wow.
I guarantee you won't walk, make two. And you think you got something to complain about?
Well,
I don't have nothing together. If you knew the hell I had to climb out of to have to deal with to become the standing ministry.
Yes, sir.
You will jump up and get up and walk out.
Yeah.
Here, right now. But thanks be to God.
Glory.
Who has gave us the victory.
Yes.
God, that's right. God who is so omnipotent.
Yes.
So powerful. So omniscient.
Yes.
He is Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
El Shaddai.
Hallelujah.
Elohim.
Yes.
Adonai. He is all those things.
Yes, he is.
I had nothing, I was nothing, and I was going nowhere. Yet he reached down in the mud and chose me.
Yes. Thank you.
He chose me anyway.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I will submit to you God. God does not care. God don't care if we got a degree, PhD. God don't care if we attended seminary. God don't care if we got a big church. God don't care if we got a choir or a praise team.
Amen.
Or if we had a band. God has one commitment. And that is, watch me now. I got to hang out there a little bit longer.
Yes, sir.
God is not committed to the ideology of love. Y'all with me? He's not committed to the theology of love or the philosophy of love.
Okay. All right.
But God is committed. Help me teach you, God. God is committed to the ethic of love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go deeper.
Yes.
Philosophy, ideology, and theology want you to know what love is and what love is not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that teaches you.
Mm-hmm.
God is not committed to any of these things I just mentioned, but he is committed to the ethical presentation of love, because ethic is not concerned about definition and clarification.
Okay.
You can be theological, philosophical, or ideologist and do nothing about the world or the people around you.
All right,
now. But you cannot be ethical and do nothing. God is committed to the ethics of love. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Because he wants you to experience it, not just know it.
All right now.
I don't think y'all got me. No problem. I'll read the text one more time. Now in the 50th year. The year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Tetronus and Lysias, the tetrarch of Abilene. Ananias and Sapphias being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, not the temple. Oh, you're watching. I see how I'm going, huh?
Yeah.
I'm watching this, watching this. The word of God tells me the word came to John, not in the temple.
All right now.
Not in the palace, but the word came to John, Deacon Leonard, the Baptist, in the wilderness.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Y'all with me?
Uh-huh.
These glasses are going to make me mad in a minute, devil. What you trying to do, devil? You trying to mess me up? What the?
Well,
I got to see, bro. Here we go, here we go. The word tells me that the word came to John the Baptist in the wilderness. Y'all with me? Not in the temple, not in the palace, but the word came to him in the wilderness. The time for clarification was over. Heaven wanted to speak. It was about heaven since Thomas was getting ready to make a decision.
Okay.
What was the decision? Who will speak for my son until he was ready to speak for himself?
All right, then.
God searched the earth. Don't understand if God was committed to the power. Listen to this. If God was committed to power, he would have chose Tiberius Caesar.
All right.
If God was committed to ambition, he would have chosen Herod.
All right.
If God was committed to a name, he would have chosen Philip.
All right.
If God was committed to the objective of holiness, he would have chosen Ananias and Sapphira.
All right.
But because he's committed to real love, God waited to the wilderness.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And found a voice, one that can cry in the wilderness, prepare ye a way for the Lord.
Yes.
That's what real love will do.
Amen.
He picked a nobody. to tell everybody that the Lion of the tribe of Judah was on his way. John wasn't powerful. He was not successful. He didn't have a platform. He didn't have a degree. Did not have a ministry. He was not a bishop. He never went to seminary. Did not have a praise team. Did not have a band. And did not have a church.
All right.
But the Bible tells me God skipped over all of that. And went into the wilderness and picked somebody. Look at your neighbor. You know what you say? Look at your neighbor and say, guess what? Yes. You may not like me, but God chose me. That's right. Chose me. God chose me. Say what you want to say. God chose me. I'm telling the devil I can care less what you may say about me. I am that I am. By the grace of God. No, I don't know how to read every word in the book. No, I wasn't the smartest or the brightest bulb in the pack. But God chose me.
Amen.
And whom he chose, he qualifies and validifies.
All right,
and he teaches.
Yes. Yes.
Real love will make you look over all this substantial and stuff. Real love will reach down into some muck and miry clay and pick you up and place you on a rock to stay. Can I get a witness up here?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what real love will do. Real love? I have patience with you. Real love? I look beyond your faults and love you anyway. I'm so glad that the man I serve has got no human characteristics. If he had human characteristics, I would not be standing here. But he had real love. Oh, you don't think he had real love?
Thank you.
I'm almost done.
Thank you.
Because he had real love, that's why he came down to 42 generations.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
He took off his robe of glory.
Yes, sir.
And he stepped out in flesh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Do y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Real love doesn't judge you. Because
yes.
He died for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Because I'm loved by a sinner that got real love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to measure up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
To know what anybody else has, you measure
up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't have to measure up, y'all.
Amen.
Just do what I'm called to do.
Yes.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yes. Yes.
The God we serve
yes.
is a loving God.
Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Do you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says that he came down through 42 generations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Walked on the earth 33 years.
Yes.
And because he had real love,
yes.
He allowed them to whip him all night long. Allowed them to whip him all night long.
Yes.
He had done nothing wrong.
Yes.
And then he got up on the cross.
My.
And hung there till the moon turned red.
Yes.
The stars fell from the sky.
Yes.
Dead bodies got up out of the grave.
Yes.
Real love.
Real.
And if that wasn't enough, if you don't think he said, I'll prove it to you even more.
Well,
they allowed them to bury him.
Mm-hmm.
But because Because he had real love. He didn't just lay on that seat.